You're listening to MoneyHighStreet.com.
Times are tight for hard-pressed British families at the moment, conscious of every penny they spend, and businesses are being urged to bear this in mind and be fairer to customers and stop taking money for services they never use. Consumer champion Jasmine Birtles is calling on firms selling services such as motor breakdown cover, health insurance or central heating and boiler care to reimburse customers who don't end up using their services even though they've paid for them. Rather than sitting on these profits, she believes companies should be giving some of the money back to their customers. Well, I'm joined by Jasmine, who runs the Money Magpie financial advice site, and Richard Frost from Endpower. So, Jasmine, why are you targeting these specific industries?
Because I think that, generally speaking, over the last few decades, consumers have not had a good deal from them. Certainly, there's been a shake-up of the industry since we've had comparison sites, and people have started to move away from their normal insurers if they found a better deal. But even so, I think that insurance policies generally, and certainly ones like boiler policies, warranties, on the whole, they don't give good value to customers, and the whole thing needs to be turned on its head.
Is this different from no-claims bonuses?
It is different from no-claims bonuses in that with no-claims, you are, in a way, subject to the whims of various different insurance companies. Sure, you have a bonus, but it's not defined. So they could say, well, with your no-claims bonus, you can have £5 off, or with your no-claims bonus, you can have £50 off. You don't know exactly how much. And I've certainly noticed when I've renewed my car insurance, for example, that the no-claims bonus very often doesn't make a huge amount of difference. It depends which one you go with. Whereas if you have a specific amount of cash, cold hard cash, that you know you're going to have in your hand at the end of the year, that's a whole different ballgame, I think, and it's much clearer, more transparent and fairer for the consumer.
I can completely understand that. But how much do businesses make then from these add-on policies?
Well, I don't know exactly how much they all make, but studies have shown that if other insurance companies and those that do this kind of cover would give the money back in the same way as Endpower has, then there would be a sort of total amount of around £500 million to customers, which is not small pennies. And can you imagine what we could do with that money?
Well, I can, and as I said at the top, times are tight for families, but it's also tight for businesses, so why shouldn't they hang on to the money? Why should they heed your call?
Oh, quite, and I'm sure that they will hang on to the money as long as they possibly can. And this is the way, of course, that big businesses tend to work. If there isn't any major competition, if there are no big calls from consumers for them to change their practices, of course they're going to carry on because they're making the money. However, as we've seen with the introduction of comparison sites on the internet, this has shaken up the insurance industry. They've had to start improving the products that they offer because they've suddenly faced what they call churn. People haven't just stuck with them out of inertia, they have moved. And in the same way, I think that if some maybe smaller companies come into the market and say, like Endpower has, hey, look, we're giving cash back, look at us, look what we're doing, we're looking after the customers, well, then the big companies will have to follow suit. They will have to essentially be more transparent and be better to their customers.
Richard, you've commissioned some research into consumer attitudes, and what did you discover?
Well, I think perhaps not surprisingly, we asked people about what they thought was fair, because I think that's at the heart of what we're trying to do with Home Team 50. And basically, two-thirds of people think it fair if a company refunds some money if they don't claim on their plan. And 80% of people will choose an identical policy, which is effectively what we're offering compared with the market leader, if they get some cash back at the end of their plan, assuming that they don't actually call anybody out for some sort of emergency. So I think that is the key thing that we found.
And so as a result, you've changed your offering to reward customers who don't actually use the service, haven't you?
We have, yes. Basically, you'll see Endpower once a year because they come out and actually do your boiler service for you. But certainly, if you don't actually call somebody out in an emergency, it is a bit like the no-claim bonus that you get on your car. You should actually get something back at the end of it. And that's what we've actually tried to do. And I think also what we've done in terms of changing the offer, we found that it's very popular, and we're actually now making it available to people who aren't Endpower customers.
All sounds very good. So where do consumers go if they want to find out a bit more?
Best place, endpower.com. You'll find all the details that you need there.
Well, Jasmine from Money Magpie and Richard Frost from Endpower, thank you very much indeed. Very insightful.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from moneyhighstreet.com.